Hey there, everybody. Welcome to this week's edition of What to Watch, What to Read. Got a great, great show for you. Me and my kiddos have just returned from a great show that Disney is currently, actually I should say Disney Junior, is currently touring with. That Disney Junior is currently touring with. It's called Disney Junior Live Let's Play, and it's presented by Walmart. So there's a lot of, you know, tie-ins and things like that. And so my children are 6 and 4, and I was a little concerned if it was going to be maybe a little bit young for my son, who was 6. But for my little girl, Dani, it was right up her alley, of course. I mean, she had on her Belle from Beauty and the Beast dress. And we saw a couple other girls that had on that same thing. And she went right up front. And what I'm talking about is the Fort Worth stop. The show was at the Will Rogers Auditorium, a great, great area. If you've not been down there, not just for the live events that are being held, of course, at Dickies Arena across the street. You got Will Rogers Auditorium. You got the Coliseum next door. There's museums. It's just a great historical area. And it's also not far from the Botanical Garden. So lots to do down there. And love, love, love that area. I want to give a shout out to all the staff there at Will Rogers Auditorium as well as Dickies Arena. And what was really cool about the show is that, like a lot of these shows that I've taken my children to that we have reviewed over the last couple of years since I became a dad, is I kind of know what to expect now. Basically, how it works is that the first act is usually about 45 to 50 minutes. Then there is a intermission, which is designed to do two things. One, because, you know, children's attention span at that age, whatever, kind of gives them a little bit of a break because the show is very high energy, gives the the parents a break. And, you know, children need to go to the restroom and kind of, you know, refuel with, you know, maybe like, you know, water or juice, or if you're even younger, maybe even a diaper change or two. And it kind of, and also, but in the second thing, it serves, of course, as a chance for, you know, you to buy merch and things like that. So, and then the second half is a little bit shorter. So it's usually about 30 minutes. So the entire show is about 90 minutes. And again, with the intermission, rounds out to be about 2 hours. No spoilers, because I want you to be able to enjoy the show. But the first act was definitely for what I felt like the younger kids, and maybe even specifically the girls, with, you know, Ariel comes out and sings, and there's this cat, and there's Goofy, and of course Minnie and Mickey Mouse and things like that. And so that was a lot of fun, a lot of stuff there. I felt like it was also, you know, that the adults would enjoy. But the second act, now that's where they really, really kick it into high gear, for the older kids, because again, Miles was, you know, he kind of enjoyed the first act. It was just, I guess he was just, you know, kind of enjoying just, you know, seeing all this singing and dancing. And because basically what it is, basically it's a musical, you know, it's like they're going to put themselves in these situations and it's going to lead to song, right? Okay. some that, you know, some that maybe you don't know. But the second half was essentially all Amazing Spider-Man, or no, Spidey and His Amazing Friends, which I'd like to talk about for just for a second, because I'm really, really enjoying this kind of renaissance. Now, of course, I grew up with Spider-Man. Anybody that was, you know, alive from, you know, 1964 until the present day, I didn't come around until 74, but we all have that Spidey thing in our lives. And me being a big nerd, as you know, and I hope you guys are checking out our Growing Up 80s program as well. I've been trying to turn my children on to, you know, the classics, you know, Spider-Man, Iron Man, Thor, you know, on and on and on. And, you know, they really weren't that into it. Not yet. And then now we see this Spidey's Amazing Friends show. And it's a perfect introduction for children of that age. Now, personally, I kind of think it might still be a little bit young. Maybe not for her, but I don't know. I was six. It was 1980 whenever I was six. And I was riding bikes miles from home and riding a bus miles to school by myself. My six-year-old little boy now seems way younger and much less capable. But it's probably our fault for babying him, right? Anyway. But I love the idea. And of course, one of the guys in the show, one of the amazing friends, is a guy named Spin.
Tricky Kid Radio is distributed by iHeartRadio and is available on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and the Google Play Store. Subscribe for free on the iHeartRadio app or on your favorite podcast platform. Subscribe to Tricky Kid TV on YouTube.com for a stunning visual look at all the fun we have here, plus exclusive content, short films, and more. Follow us on social media. Our Twitter handle, @TrickyKid2, type Tricky Kid Radio Podcast on Facebook, and DJ Tricky Kid on Instagram. Speaking of which, subscribe now to Roy Turner's alter ego DJ Tricky Kid's amazing Twitch channel at twitch.tv for retro gaming, exclusive DJ sets, as well as DJ instruction and live streaming of Tricky Kid Radio, where you, the audience, can participate and interact with our guests. Don't miss a single stream so you can be up to date on the latest on all things Tricky Kid. Subscribe now at twitch.tv/DJTrickyKid.
Whose name is Miles. So, you know, Miles really relates to that because you don't really hear a lot of, you know, people named Miles, you know, way more than you used to, but still not the most common name in the world. So he really connected with that. But I was also surprised to see how much my daughter liked it. And I know there's been, I wouldn't say controversy. I've talked about this with, again, on our Growing Up 80s show. With our, you know, my comic book buds, and and I was telling them, you know, the show was very PC. You know, it's like, you know, the three amazing, you know, spider friends, the spiders, or of course one is Peter Parker. Then you have to have, of course, a female, which is the, you know, the ghost spider. That's Gwen Stacy. My children don't know that she, you know, died in issue 181 or whatever it was. And then you have an African-American kid, and that's Spin, who is Miles. And then you've also have done a thing where they have turned, this is what I mean about the controversial part, potential controversial, is that Doc Ock and Electro in this program are female. I personally don't have a problem with it, you know. Now, traditionalists and everything else and purists would say, wait a minute, you know, Doc Ock is, well, you know, the character of Doc Ock is Doc Ock, for me, regardless of gender. I don't see it being different one way or the other. Electro's a little bit different because I kind of saw him as being a little more dominant. And I guess they're just trying to level the playing field. But hey, it introduced these characters, you know, to children and my children and my little girl. So they watch that show, you know, religiously. And I love it that, you know, that they now can run around the house and now they're saying words like Black Cat and Black Panther and Iron Man and Rhino, and they know all the classic villains and heroes and things like that. So that was a very great thing that I was glad, you know, with the acquisition of Marvel from Disney to include that. And that second half just was really high impact, and, you know, they had the whole adventure, and my son really came to life when that was on the stage. So I would say I would prefer it had lasted a little bit longer, but it was still, you know, again, like I said, you know, they make it affordable for families to, you know, to be able to go. They even have the, you know, the VIP option where you can, you know, meet the characters, and that's such a big deal. We did the thing with Peppa Pig last year with Danny, my little girl, and my gosh, I mean, she's still talking about it. So, you know, you kind of tend to forget sometimes how much those moments can mean. And God, they're, you know, they're worth, you know, they're priceless. So whatever, you know, they're, and, you know, great specific again merch just for this tour. You can only get at the shows, and I recommend, and you get them during intermission. And the tour has got a lot of dates, so I mean, it's coming pretty much everywhere. You know, there's. Right now, I think the tour is up in the East Coast right now, up in New York and, you know, Pittsburgh and things like that. And I mean, Pennsylvania, I mean, and, you know, in Massachusetts. And you know, even doing you know, multiple shows a day up in Schenectady and also in Red Bank in New Jersey, and you know, and then making its way all the way across, you know, America, you know, with two shows in Indianapolis and Detroit, in Fort Lauderdale and Clearwater, and making its way all the way down. I mean, even like my old stomping grounds of North Little Rock, Arkansas, in, you know, the kickoff December. I mean, all the way, even, I mean, even Billings, Montana's getting a show. And then they wrap it up in December 15th in Henderson, Nevada. But yeah, when you see the listings, when you see the ads, check out Disney Junior Live on tour. Let's Play, presented by Walmart. And again, if you can see all types of pics of this on our Twitter feed, which of course is Tricky Kid the number 2, and also on our Growing Up 80s. And it's all over our social medias. And of course, I'm at DJ Tricky Kid on Instagram, and also as well as on Twitch and things like that. So anyway, when you see it, if you got children, I would say pretty much up to, I would say the age of probably around 8 would really be into this. And it's a really great show. It's a great bargain and great fun for the whole family. So once again, Disney Junior Live on tour. Let's Play, presented by Walmart. And we will see you next week.